We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Peter King of Sports Illustrated and so many other precincts. Peter, thank you for joining us. It's wonderful to have you. How you been?
I've been great. How about you guys?
Very well. Thanks again for joining us for another ride through football season. And, man, the 49ers, historically, when they start 2-0 out on the road, it usually means good things. As a matter of fact, the last three times it happened, they won the NFC Championship. So they're coming home to take on the Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football, a perfect 2-0 with an imperfect quarterbacking situation, wide receivers apparently already in the doghouse, and if you play running back for the 49ers, you're going to the hospital eventually. Like, that's just the way it works.
Well, I mean, the best thing for the 49ers right now is that, look, they, you know, when people ask me about smart organizations in football, the 49ers are one of the first ones I talk about. And one of the reasons is that they have figured out in each of the last 3 years, hey, let's combine two of our East Coast trips and combine them basically into one long plane flight there and one long plane flight back. And then we will also kind of extend our training camp and have a week where, you know, we do the bonding thing in a hotel, first in Youngstown and then in West Virginia. But the reason that I like this, and look, the 49ers are 6-0 in these three, combined in these three two-game trips. And, you know, it helps when you play teams that aren't premier teams. I get it. But I think what is smart about this is that, you know, everybody else in the NFC West now, compared to the 49ers, has a disadvantageous schedule, you know, in the last 15 games of the season.
So you're ruling out the possibility that it's just the healing waters of West Virginia that make this happen.
It feels like we lost Peter King. I loved your question about the healing waters. Nice hot springs there.
Well,
sulfur.
Doesn't have to be hot springs or sulfur. They just might be cruddy old tap water.
Could be.
I think it's the falconry. I'm obsessed with the falconry at the Greenbrier.
So I've done a little down the rabbit hole on falconry. It wasn't just based on the Greenbrier. There was another thing that came up to in a personal conversation. But Peter King's back, so we'll just forget about the falconry for a minute.
Back to falconry.
Yeah.
So after 2 weeks of watching this team, either live or on tape, what's the thing that you see now that you believe will be true in 7 weeks, as opposed to things that seem like they're hot one day and cold the next?
Well, Ray, I really think there's, you know, you're going to see more and more of Trey Lance. And my feeling is that, you know, this has been almost preordained, especially since Trey Lance had such a good summer inside the team. It's not necessarily anti-Garoppolo. It is pro-Lance. I think that's one thing. But the second thing that really hit me is that, whereas a year ago, their defense was on the way to being decimated after Bosa, Solomon Thomas, et al., you know, being banged up. And look, I mean, I understand how important Nick Verrett is to the overall design of the defense, but losing him is not the same as losing Bosa. So to me, I think that, you know, clearly they're in a better place after, you know, the first 2 weeks, 3 weeks of their season than they were a year ago injury-wise, and that even though they have gotten beat up, no question about it, they are in a better place now than they were a year ago.
So you brought up we'll likely see more and more of Trey Lance. Let's just say for the sake of argument that Lance takes over full time. How is Jimmy Garoppolo seen around the league right now? What kind of value would he have if he became expendable to the Niners?
I don't think he should be expendable. They made a decision in the offseason that I think would be, unless something changes drastically. The reason the 49ers have gotten in so much trouble in two of the last 3 years is because they had okay number two and three quarterbacks, but they didn't have a good backup quarterback situation. All right. In the NFL today, if you lose your starting quarterback, in most cases, your season is over. And the 49ers don't want that to be the case. I think it would be a huge mistake, even if Garoppolo goes to the bench before the trading deadline, unless a bad team offers you a one next year for Garoppolo. I'm not trading Garoppolo. I'm keeping him on the roster, and he's going to have a good chance the rest of the season, even if Lance starts starting. Garoppolo is going to have a good chance the rest of the year to play, and so I think it would be a terrible error to get greedy and say, hey, somebody's offering us a two and a three for Garoppolo, let's take it. Well, that two and a three is not going to mean anything if on Thanksgiving weekend Trey Lance goes down and, you know, you've got a gigantic drop-off to your backup quarterback trying to win the last seven games to make the playoffs.
Peter, the average depth of target for Garoppolo in Philadelphia was under 4 yards. Kyle went to as redacted an offense as you've seen him run in a really, really long time, to the point where it looks so rudimentary, where that was either a specific game plan to get past Philadelphia and we won't see much of it, or that's an offense that Trey Lance could be coached up to run. It feels like Jimmy's still here because he understands calculus and trigonometry, and Trey's still on simple arithmetic. That looked like a simple arithmetic offense to me.
I think the reason is that, you know, Philadelphia has got a much better front seven and a much better rush than the 49ers typically are going to face in an average game. I think it'll be much better than what they face against the Packers. If you see the same game plan this week against Green Bay, I will be very surprised. I think, especially with Za'Darius Smith missing from the Packers, they can afford to have Garoppolo hang in there a little bit longer. And that's why, in my opinion, I don't think you'll see that same game plan Sunday.
Peter, looking at what's happened to Brandon Ayuk at the beginning of this season, are you declaring a doghouse issue with him? It also feels like for a tight end that rolls out of bed with 80 catches and 1,000 yards, George Kittle is using the passing game as a break in case of emergency where it looked like he should be a priority.
Yeah. I've been surprised at the lack of targets throughout the first two games there. So we'll see if there's anything there. It might be game plan related. As far as Ayuk goes, I mean, there's got to be something going on internally, guys. Just has to be. You know, he was the fair-haired guy exiting last season. I have not done any reporting on that, but I'll be curious to see what happens. You know, I think they're going to have time to throw the ball this week. I'll be curious to see what happens with both of those receivers.
It seems like they've had basically two wildly different kinds of opponents, and now they're going to have a third that's a lot closer to the first than the second. Are there conclusions to be made about this offense in general, other than Kyle's going to take what he's allowed to take? Or is there some other overarching theme that we're missing?
No, I think it's still really early, because I think against Detroit, you know that you're going to be able to take some liberties against that defense that you're not going to be able to take against Philadelphia because of the pressure. The reason why this game is so interesting to me as far as what the future holds for this team is that you're going to be able to have some opportunities to give your quarterback time to make plays. So that's why, in my opinion, this Sunday is going to tell you an awful lot about the San Francisco 49ers on offense. And if you see that same sort of dink and dunk, very restricted offense that you saw the other day, then I think it's time to start saying, well, why aren't they playing the kid?
Speaking of quarterbacks having time to make plays, Aaron Rodgers got that last night and certainly made a couple of incredible throws in that game. But also, it looked like the Packers defense sort of got it together in the second half. Do you believe that to be the case, or is that just a Lions game where things got out of hand?
No, I mean, the Lions were desperate at the end to match Green Bay score for score. And so I think that game means almost nothing other than, you know, if the Packers, look, you know, somebody asked me earlier today, what did the Packers prove in that game last night? I said nothing other than it's not a five-alarm fire. You know, they were behind to the Detroit Lions in their home opener at halftime. So I am not among those who will say, well, they solved all their problems. They put up 34. They didn't solve all their problems. Their problems aren't solved yet. You know, I will just be very, very curious right now to see whether they can play a good defense and put up 34. Because I don't think that the 49ers are the best defense in the league, but they're a heck of a lot better than the Detroit Lions.
Peter King with us here on 95.7 The Game. We're talking about quarterbacks and time. It looks like the first quarterback who's officially about to challenge Father Time's undefeated record is Tom Brady, who's off to a remarkable start. And I'll tell you, if he wants to talk about playing until he's 50, and he even comes close to that, do we sort of have to re-examine Bill Belichick's decision to move on from him? Because that looks like one of the all-time blunders if Brady is still this.
That's a really, really good question. But it's so hard to judge what the New England Patriots are doing right now and to say that about Brady, because I don't really think that Brady would be doing what he's doing right now if he stayed in New England. Remember at the end in New England when his best receivers were Gunnar Olszewski and Jacoby Myers, and his tight end was somebody who nobody ever heard of? So I think it's very easy to say, oh, my God, Belichick's got to be rethinking that. It wouldn't have been the same thing as Brady is doing now with the best skilled players in the NFL.
It's the best team in football. We can say that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just think this. Tom Brady wanted to go. He had had enough, and it isn't like he left bitterly. And I know this for a fact. I don't care what anybody says to you. Tom Brady will be at Bill Belichick's Hall of Fame ceremony in whatever, 10 years. And he'll sit in the front row, and he's going to give him a big hug and tell him, I love you. You know, because Tom Brady understands that Bill Belichick meant a lot for his career. But you know what? Sometimes it is just time to go. And it was time to go for him.
Another quarterback that has sort of stood out even beyond standing out is Derek Carr. And I mention that largely because though the Raiders have won two games with no discernible running game, is that going to catch up with them later? Or are we looking at the final emergence of a guy who's been on the come for about 8 years?
You know, Ray, I think I think it's very, very hard to be even remotely critical of anything that Derek Carr has done so far, and also that John Gruden has done so far. And in my opinion, what you saw the other day in Pittsburgh is a perfect example of the way this team should play. Because the way they played the other day, look, I'm with everybody else. What in the world are the what in the world is this team doing not using Henry Ruggs as much as it should? But you know what? I think you can use Henry Ruggs 25 snaps a game if you have to. You don't have to worry about get him in there 45 or 50 plays. So I think they're fine right now, and I think Carr understands that he has the weaponry now to be really, really good.
To what degree do you believe Kyler Murray can maintain this level of performance throughout the year?
I mean, if he stays upright, yes. I mean, look, I'll tell you this right now. The in my opinion, the NFC West is the only division in football that you could say this about, and the only one that I think you've been able to say this about for a long time, and that is there will never be a road upset win in the NFC West. Think about it. Whatever team you think is fourth right now, let's say maybe you think Seattle is fourth, maybe you think Arizona's fourth. Is it an upset if Seattle goes to San Francisco and wins? No. Is it an upset if Arizona goes to the Rams and wins? No. I mean, all of these teams are capable of sweeping the other team this year. So I am fascinated by this division, and I think it's going to be incredibly interesting to watch from start to finish this year with them.
Peter, how much have you seen of the Manning Brothers ESPN broadcast to complement Monday Night Football? I know that you get to talk to players all the time. It's like having a Hall of Fame quarterback and his brother who's won Super Bowls as well sitting on a couch hanging out. I think it's remarkable television.
I think it is too. I think it's been a lot of fun so far. I think that the person who is with them a lot of times dictates how much fun it is. And clearly they have picked some really good people to be with them. Pat McAfee, I thought, was really interesting last night. But I also think, honestly, you know what I enjoy? I enjoy when they're by themselves, because I just think there's a lot that they know. And look, I think it's fun to have a good time and to laugh and to do all these things in there. But honestly, if you're watching that game, for the most part, you want to watch a game that you're going to really learn something about the game. And I kind of enjoy when it's not a comedy act, but when they're really talking about football. And I understand they're trying to walk the tightrope between entertaining people and making them laugh and telling them funny stories. But I also think that, I mean, if I had one piece of, if I was writing something about it, I would say, I wish they would get down into football just a little bit more. And because very, very rarely do you have an opportunity. Networks have been trying to get Peyton Manning on TV for years, and he always says no. You know why they want to get him on TV? Because they think he's going to be a cross between Romo and Collinsworth. And so let's let him do a little bit more football. And again, I think it's great. I love watching it. And I'm not trying to be a sourpuss about this, but I would like to see a little bit more football in that discussion.
So is this a triumph of underproduced television, or is it a request for more structure?
What I am saying is I think you absolutely unequivocally can do the exact same thing you're doing now. Just don't worry as much about making the audience chuckle with hilarious stories. You have time for that, but you should also tell us, like, you know, could I please hear last night just a little bit about, you know, tell us what you really think about Jared Goff. Is there something missing there? Was McVay right? I mean, let's diagnose Jared Goff for us. Why doesn't he look as good as he did in the first half of 2018? What's the story? I mean, you got two of the best quarterbacks who played in recent years sitting there, and at least one of them is not afraid to say anything. I think Peyton Manning's not afraid to say anything. So anyway, that's all I'm thinking. But listen, be that as it may, what does this say about the future? Hey, look, last year during that playoff game, okay, you know, that ESPN did, what I think it was Tennessee-Baltimore. When they did that game and they had Rex Ryan and Teddy Bruschi and Keyshawn Johnson lobbing Molotov cocktails, I mean, probably 456 people were watching that alternate telecast. I was one of them. It was an absolute total treat with Rex Ryan ripping the defensive secondary of the Titans. You know, and I forget exactly what the story was, but I think those things are fun and have a chance to change the football media landscape. I hope we see more of them.
Peter, you certainly are on the mountaintop of the football media landscape, and that's why we're so happy to have you back for another season. Thank you very much. We look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.